And now we're going to ask His Holiness Devamrita Swami. You can to speak to us some encouraging words about our devotional lives, how to move forward progressively in our personal lives and in developing a Krishna conscious community and spreading it to others. He's had experience all over the world, I could say harrowing experiences all over the world. He's risked his life to spread Krishna consciousness in places behind the Iron Curtain before there was any Krishna consciousness, when one had to risk one's life to smuggle books across borders and so forth. And he's had success all over the world. He's much sought after in every part of the world and has developed communities, and most notably in New Zealand. There's a thriving community with innovative approaches to balancing the community and helping devotees in their spiritual lives and spreading Krishna consciousness in dynamic ways. He's been a well-wisher of ISV for many years and a personal mentor of mine, and we feel very honored to have His Holiness here today for the inauguration of this temple. Please welcome His Holiness Devamrita Swami. Nirkula Devi Dasi, you'll see at the back in the blue, she'll be keeping the time. How much time does everyone have, Nirkula?
About
18 minutes. Oh. Om Gyanatimanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is with particular satisfaction that I receive such an honor to address this world-famous enthusiastic bhakti community. Why is the ISV community world-famous? Because it's a community with the wisdom of Srila Prabhupada's books at the center. We're living in a country that, well, used to be known as being very opulent, and it's still very opulent for some. But there's always been something missing, whether the level of opulence for the general population rises or falls. There's always been something missing, and that is wisdom. In case you haven't noticed, Americans don't really know what to do with themselves. Other than make business and make war. Those two things they have down very well. As one president of the USA said early in the 20th century, America only has one business. That's business. So this country has a history of having everything except profound knowledge. So now we look at the Silicon Valley area. We look at ISV, presided over by Shishi Radha Madan Mohan Sriman Mahaprabhu, valiantly led by His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, striving very diligently to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's innermost desires. And what we see in this devotional community is the practical dynamics that come by taking Srila Prabhupada's books as your life and soul. In my travels around the world, in my tiny way, I urge devotees to, I urge them about two things. Love to read Srila Prabhupada's books and love to distribute them. And we see that this community vividly exemplifies those principles. Therefore, it can actually become a beacon, not only for this part of California, not only for the USA, but for the whole world. This community is showing the relevance in our day-to-day life of what Srila Prabhupada gave us in the form of his books. I remember Dhananjaya Prabhu, senior Vaishnava, personally telling me how Srila Prabhupada told him that. He said, in other words, they were making a thought experiment, hypothetical situation. And Srila Prabhupada said, suppose all the temple presidents leave ISKCON. Suppose all the pujaris leave. Suppose all the leaders go. Still, because my books are there, someone will read my books and know exactly how to restart the Hare Krishna movement. Of course, we look at this thriving community and we see that not everyone's leaving. In fact, more and more are coming and more are staying. So we have to look at the heart of the situation and see, where does this vitality of this ISV community come from? And from what I can discern based on my analysis of what you're doing here, the community is thriving because it's basing its day-to-day practical endeavors on Srila Prabhupada's books as the foundation for community development and community expansion. Now, many of you may be taking your new temple project as nothing big, because actually there are bigger ISKCON temples opening. There are more majestic temples opening, especially in India. But here we see a well-thought-out temple acquisition and renovation, which proceeded in harmony with the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. So this temple community demonstrates a very important point, that by focusing on the books, it doesn't mean that other things will be neglected. In fact, other things are prospering very nicely because yajna is being performed. Of course, I'm sure you've heard this so many times in better ways from His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. Feed that yajnic fire the ghee it wants, and then everything else prospers. But many, I'd have to say many devotees in North America may take that as kind of old-fashioned, been there, done that, or even an invitation for fanaticism or exclusivism or an invitation for false prestige. So our ISKCON society desperately needs an example of a community that shows it can be, well, it's California, so I'll use the word holistic. encompassing all beneficial elements for fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire. So you see that the devotees are happy in this community. You see they're well cared for. They're well led. They're well fed. All that's going on with Srila Prabhupada's books as the foundation. So in other words, this ISV community is showing that a focus on Srila Prabhupada's books doesn't diminish the development of community spirit, devotee care, what to speak of, temple development. It's all going on here in a very balanced way. You're not racking up huge debts in order to show the world that your temple is the most majestic. Everything is kept in perspective because of the focus on the prime yajna. Yajnaya sankirtana praya yajanti sumedas. So for that example, I'm very grateful. The USA needs wisdom. Wisdom means not just books kept on a shelf, but wisdom means a wisdom culture. A culture dedicated to acquiring wisdom and applying wisdom. When people can see that in their loneliness, which afflicts the population so greatly today, they'll be attracted. First of all, it's glorious to have wisdom. But secondly, to have a community based on applying that wisdom. That is such a powerful force. I was speaking a few weeks ago in Toronto, at the University of Toronto. And how are we doing for time? You're cool. Okay. So the subject that I chose, I didn't think anyone was going to be interested. It was called The Wisdom Culture and the Brain Dead. Now, this is University of Toronto. It's the most prestigious school in Canada. And the students are actually real students who study. And they have a feeling that they're going places. So I was shocked when I showed up for the program and the room was jammed. And I spoke about the need for a wisdom culture for developing personalities with the qualities Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita. Shamo dhammastapa shocham shantir arjavamevacha gyanam vijnanam ashtakyam brahma karmasvada. The fruit of a wisdom culture is persons who are in control of their mind and senses, you know, the Brahmana qualities, and they have both theoretical and applied knowledge. So I explained to the people that without this thriving wisdom culture, what is their hope? I was shocked. At the end of the lecture, they all applauded. Of course, explained, in case they didn't know, what it's like to be part of the brain dead. It's one thing to talk about that, but it's another thing to have a community to point to, which can exemplify what is a dynamic, thriving wisdom culture. People want to know. And they want to be part of a group of people who know. Naturally, people are afraid of fundamentalism. The Taliban, the fundamentalists, they say, we know, we know, we know. We shouldn't be intimidated by that because we actually have the merchandise. We have the product that can show people. Here is real knowledge, and what's more, we have a community based on that knowledge. I spoke briefly in the beginning about loneliness. In case you don't know the social statistics, and I know the Indian community is a bit different. They're about, let's say, 20 years behind the curve in terms of all the nectarian anarchists of the USA. It's coming, though. Don't worry. It's coming. If not you, your children. So People, sociologists point out, are more lonely than ever before. They have very few close friends outside of their immediate family. And even the immediate family is breaking apart. In case you don't know the social statistics, more American children live in a home with not their original parents there than do. And for women who are 30 and under, more children are born to them out of marriage than within. So even you look at the family situation, it's breaking apart. And that certainly will affect the Indian community, if not now, in a few years, because human beings are creatures of influence. You get carried away by the prevailing winds. But even if you would accept the family unit as intact, which it isn't, people have very few friends beyond that. They're more lonely than ever before. In spite of all the smartphones, in spite of all the social networking websites, in spite of all the high tech for bringing people together, people are more, they're farther apart than ever before. So this shows us the prime necessity for having a thriving bhakti community. And that community is not based on sentiment, although sentiment is important for human beings, but it's not the ultimate. The bedrock foundation of the community has to be the highest wisdom, the highest knowledge. And then let people see how that's practically being applied. I'm sure that if you continue to develop in this way, your community will continue to expand gloriously. And I'm particularly also indebted to this community for showing that Krishna consciousness doesn't have to be so intricate and mental. The soul wants to engage in devotional service. You have your motto, ISV, individual, spontaneity, voluntary. That's what the spirit soul wants. But people can't understand that until they see it. And the stronger the community is providing people an example to see their real necessities, what they really want, the more people will benefit. So I thank you very much for exemplifying the glories of Srila Prabhupada's books and a community based on those books. This is the best thing for our devotees, and this is the best thing for the people in general. The development and spread of a wisdom culture. That's what the USA has lacked. You've seen a money culture. You've seen a Silicon Valley high-tech culture. You've seen a war culture. But we have never in American history seen a wisdom culture. So you all are beginning that contribution. And this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted so strongly. So I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.